minutes. Guy's History of Recorded Music. Records from the early days of the phonograph. I'm filling in this morning for Guy Duquet. I am Guy Duquet. Not really, you know, I made up that name, obviously. That's not my real name. I made that up to mock the 21st century, I guess. Y2K being the last year of the 20th century, meant to be really a turning point, I think, for all of us, and turned out to be a point of decline, precipitous decline, in my opinion, musically and artistically and otherwise, and certainly socially. We've, in the years since the beginning of this new millennium, we've made the rich much richer and the poor much poorer. That's a feather in our cap. We've been in a constant state of war. This country has, not the rest of the world so much, but we set the terms, I think, for war and peace. And the prison population, of course, burgeoning always, even though the crime rate has declined. We do like to put people in prison. New Orleans really was, a high point, or a low point, you might like to say. Literally a low point. A man-made disaster there. Almost seems as if it was intentional, meant to empty that city of African Americans, and did that. Even it wasn't just, you know, the Ninth Ward, of course, was an all-black part of New Orleans, and poor, and vacated altogether because of the flood. But then many other neighborhoods were emptied as well, evacuated, even though they were not touched by the water. The public housing projects were emptied, even though they were dry, and they were emptied so that they could be torn down to make room for the white theme park that, with black performers, of course, that has taken the place of the city of New Orleans. And it's a pretty sad thing that happened there, and I think it really is representative of where we've been going as a society, unfortunately. And so every year I've been commemorating that event, that man-made disaster, that almost intentional evacuation. People from that city were placed here, there, and everywhere. They're spread out all over the country. They had, real relations with their city and with each other, and now they don't have those anymore. And the city itself is a shell, I think we could say, not maybe even an artificial city, you know, not a real thing anymore. It it grew up and it died. And you may have noticed, maybe you didn't notice, but I certainly did, that those people stranded on August the 31st in New Orleans and begging for somebody to help them didn't get any help. They were ignored. They were isolated. They were kept at gunpoint in various areas where they had no food or water, kept there, not allowed to move because they might have to walk through a white neighborhood. And that was the story of the flood in New Orleans in 2005. Really a sad thing. The police, it was misconduct from beginning to end on the part of the police. They wouldn't rescue people. They claimed they were in danger. No police were harmed in the flood. It was the news media committed an act of journalistic malpractice that probably hasn't been seen ever before and hasn't been seen since, although they do commit malpractice every day. This was a spectacular act. They went out in the street. The rain came down and then stopped a little bit. And they went out in the street and invited people to stay, really. That's what they did, the news media. They said, oh, we dodged a bullet, and you can stay here. And at the same time they were saying that, the levees were failing. And it was not just an embarrassment to this country. It was not just mortification. It was a sign of the failure of this society. And we've been in a state of failure, I think, since the beginning of this new century, this new millennium. And we're in a state of abject failure right now, ready to make war on another helpless country, as we've done over and over again. Catch them when they're down, you know, and kick them. And that's the kind of bullying. You know, I wonder why we would expect children to learn a lesson other than that bullying is the way to go from the conduct of our so-called leaders. It's really a sad state of affairs. And, you know, I've said it before. You've heard this speech before if you listen to this program. And I hate to inflict it on you because you didn't tune in for this. You tuned in to listen to music. And it probably isn't fair. But, you know, I'm going off the air. After this program, I expect to be off the air after this program. I'm hoping that I can carry on my daytime activities, as much contempt as I have for the daytime people. Still, that's when things are going on, and I have things to do in the daytime. And you can't do things in the daytime after a three-hour shift from 3 to 6. You just can't do it. And that's the reason I've had to abandon you, just as the people of New Orleans were abandoned in 2005. So that, but that's enough of that blather. Let's go to another New Orleans. This is the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and they were not a African American group. They were white men, and but they were playing what was considered to be the music of African Americans. Here's Tiger Rag. You know it.
when the wind starts blowing strong. Yes, where do you think I'm going when the night starts growing long? I ain't going east, I ain't going west, I ain't going away to cuckoo's nest. I'm bound for the town that I love best, where life is one sweet song. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden.
For me, that's what I need.
Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whistle with tender sighs.
Stop.
Oh, won't you give your lady
baby
a little smile?
A little smile. Stop.
You bet your life you'll linger there a little while.
There is heaven right here on earth with your beautiful queen, way down yonder in New Orleans.
Far and close, the sweet aroma and the strains of La Paloma seem to throw me into a coma. When the shadows play, I raise the song of Ramonita, pretty Creole señorita, with a voice that is really sweeter than the best of bells. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden.
For me, that's what I need.
Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whistle with tender sighs.
Stop.
Oh, won't you give your lady fair
a little smile?
Stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while.
They brought angels right here on earth, wearing little blue jeans, way down yonder in New Orleans. New Orleans.
Now down in Georgia, they got a fantastic thing. There ain't nothing to it, it's easy to do. They all take that thing. Oh, take that thing. I'm getting sick inside of it, telling you to take that thing. Now there ain't no chopper, ain't no pigeon wing. All you got to do is to take that thing. They all take that thing. Oh, take that thing. I'm getting sick inside of it, telling you to take that thing. Now the old folks like it, the young folks do. The old folks do, the young folks ought to do. They all take that thing. Oh, take that thing. I'm getting sick inside of it, telling you to take that thing. Now get back to me, then sign a bill. Let your mammy show you just how to do. Take that thing. Oh, take that thing. I'm getting sick inside of it, telling you to take that thing. I was walking downtown and stumbled and fell. My house jumped over, microphone we well. Watch you take that thing. Oh, watch you take that thing. I'm getting sick inside of it, telling you to take that thing. I'm getting sick inside of it. you take that thing. I've woke the dog in the jungle wild, holding his pants and dancing style. Oh, take that thing. Oh, take that thing. I'm getting big and vital, telling you to take that thing.
Oh, admettre mes bien anglais, m'y avouerai pour elle-même, mérite pas de tout ça, car la paix y a le
Blues. Louis Armstrong, Hot Five. I think that was his wife on the piano, Lil Hardin Armstrong. From 1928. And speaking of the West End, how about, here's an event that's taking place in the West End of Hartford. It's called Art Around the West End. And if you went to the website westend.org, you would find a link to the webpage for it. It's going to be an art walk through the neighborhood, the historic West End neighborhood. And that's in the, you know, Farmington Avenue vicinity. And there's a lot of artists in the West End, and they're going to be exhibiting their work. You get to go into some of these palatial mansions and see the work of the artists that live there. I don't think there's any artists living in any palatial mansions because, you know, it's not It's not that remunerative a profession. But you'll be able to see the work of, I think there are 22 artists exhibiting. And this is taking place on the 21st of September. That's a Saturday, from 11 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you go to the Central Supermarket on the corner of Farmington Avenue and Kenyon Street, you'll be able to pick up a map that'll tell you where all the art is being exhibited. And I recommend that event. I'm on the committee that, you know, organized it, so of course, I've got to recommend it, right? And that's the West End. The West End Blues, and there won't be any blues sung on that day, I don't think. Before Louis Armstrong and the West End Blues, it was Joe Falcone with Cleoma Bro, whom he married, as a matter of fact. And it was called Au Son, 1929, you know, what we call Cajun music. Cajuns from Acadia, originally. You know, they migrated from Prince Edward Island and Nova Scotia, what was called Acadia, Acadie. And the French people had to leave because after the French and Indian War, the British won and expelled the French. If you ever read Longfellow's poem, Evangeline, we read it in freshman English, then you know the romantic story of Evangeline and her boyfriend. And they were split up, you know, Romeo and Juliet type of thing. And where did they go? They went to Louisiana because that was French territory in 1765 or so. I think 1757 might be the first year of the migration. And they so they went to Louisiana, and then, of course, Louisiana later on became part of the United States. And that's how they got to be Cajuns, Acadians. I imagine my relatives there. As I said, you know, Guy Touquet, although it is a French name, I made it up. But I'm, you know, French, half French, Canadian. And there's an awful lot of foreigners down there in New Orleans and also in still in Canada. Before Joe Falcone, it was Bertha Hill, Hard Time Blues, 1928. She was not from New Orleans, but the guitar player was Lonnie Johnson, as you heard her refer to him, Mr. Johnson. And he's a New Orleans fellow, and she did a lot of recording of with New Orleans musicians, including Louis Armstrong and Clarence Williams and others. Hard Time Blues, 1928, from Bertha Hill, Chippy Hill. Before that, Papa Charlie Jackson, Shake That Thing, 1925. And before that, Henry Burr and the Peerless Quartet, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, from 1922. And I believe before that it was Louisiana Five, Clarinet Squawk, 1920. And that was a white band too, from New Orleans. And before that, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, a lot of the same musicians in Louisiana Five, or several of the same musicians. Tiger Rag, 1918. We started the set. And they were both white bands, but they were playing the music of black people there in New Orleans. Well, let's see what we got queued up here. How about, there's the Louisiana Five, Yelping Hound Blues. That ought to be good. Thank you.
For tea. Down in old Mexico, their bed is made out of thorns and trees. Bed is made out of thorn trees, and the pillows out of rocks and stones. They got rattlesnakes for bodyguards. Wildcats will watch over them all night long. I'm going back to old Mexico, why there's long, long reaching guns. I'm going to old Mexico, why there's long, long reaching guns. Won't real excitement, they kill each other one by one. Down in old Mexico, why is everybody's wild and free? Down in old Mexico, why everybody's wild and free? Over here in this country, they don't kill them fast enough for me. Down in old Mexico, where they kill them both night and day. Down in old Mexico, where they kill them both night and day. The chief locks up the jailhouse, and the judge goes home and stays.
made us go in love. Look at those demonstrators talk of town, green and brown, picking them up and laying them down. Why, your friends and fools, that's what they like to call them. They're in a class all alone. The only way for them to lose is to cheat them. You may tie them, but you never beat them. Spread your stuff, boy, you won't do nothing different. Take walking babies from home.
Thank you.
was the Louisiana Five. Two from them. No Time to Have the Blues from 1918 and Dixie Blues from 1919. And we're talking about the birth of the blues here, really. Before that, it was Celestine's original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra with Dear Almanzor. And before that, Clarence Williams' Blue Five, Eva Taylor singing Cakewalking Babies from Home. Before that, it was London Cafe Blues, 1923, from King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. And before that, Lonnie Johnson, Got the Blues for Murder Only. And we started the set with Louisiana Five, Yelping Hound Blues. That's a guy by the name of Yellow Nunez playing the clarinet with the Louisiana Five. He was kind of the leader of the band. And had left the original Dixieland Jazz Band to start this band. How about Fate Marable? Fate Marable's Society Syncopators. I believe that Fate Marable's band played on the riverboats, plying the Mississippi River back in the 1920s. Here's Frankie and Johnny.
Thank you.